John and McKee come to terms with their shared vision. Halsey has one last chance to save her mission and herself. As things come to a head, Giggity, everyone must choose a side. This is the Campfire Gaming Podcast reviews Halo, the TV series Episode 8, Allegiance. Campers, and welcome back to another episode of the Campfire Gaming Podcast reviews Halo, the TV series. My name is Rich, and I will be your host for this week's episode. With me today, as always, is Matt. How's it going, Matt?
Going pretty good. Ready to talk Halo.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot to talk about. But we also have Heather. Yeah. Heather is with us. Hi, Heather.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I had a really tough time getting that one out.
No, you were you were mimicking Chief in the show, right? Remember McKee and Mackie and McGree or whatever, right? You were messing up her name because he was messing up McKee's name in the show.
Yeah. Everybody was, yes. So, yeah, we're going to be talking episode 8 today. That is Allegiance. This is the penultimate episode of season 1 of the Halo TV series. Of course, spoilers ahead. We will be talking about the episode at length, including all sorts of spoilers that may occur throughout the episode, so if you don't want to hear those, be sure to turn us off right now. But tune in later once you have watched the episode. Okay, gonna just dive right into it. Wow. Who saw that one coming?
Literally everybody.
Yeah, I think we called it early in the year.
Season. We're just going to crack this one open because pretty much literally everyone else is talking about this. And this is like the big highlight of the episode.
Highlight? Did you really call it a highlight?
Yeah, it's the big highlight of the series. It is the apex, the top point of the entire series, I would argue. And that is that Master Chief has to fight a bunch of Spartans in this episode. So,
ooh, fancy.
Yeah, yeah. He has to fight both Riz and our boy Vanek, which is unfortunate because we like those two.
I don't know. I mean, I really enjoyed that scene. If we're going to dig into this scene in particular.
No, I was misdirecting on purpose. Yes. Yeah. So we're going to talk about all the Master Chief getting his V card revoked. If you know what I mean, we're going to have lots of sexual innuendos.
Hey,
so if you are,
you don't know what happened in those camps in the Silver Timeline.
That's true.
2022.
That's true. I don't, but I can make a very good guess. Anyway, so we're going to be diving into, let's dive into it. Like Chief dove into McKee.
Yep.
Did he really dive?
Yes. He played a full round of Team Slayer with McKee.
That's not what I asked, though.
She was all over his oddballs.
I bet they are pretty odd, too.
Yes.
After all the augmentations.
Yes. Yes. I'll stop dancing around it. Chief has a sex scene with McKee, and it's really awkward. At least I thought it was really
awkward. I mean, like, I'm not against sex scenes if they make sense, and this one didn't make sense at all. And it was a really bad one in general as far as... You know, all the sex scenes I've seen in shows and movies and stuff like that. But yeah,
I guess define makes sense because I kind of built it up like we could kind of establish literally everybody saw this coming.
Well, yeah, everybody saw it coming. The whole love story between Chief and Macaroni and stuff. But but it was just, yeah, I don't know. It was just one episode. He's like angry at her and like, you're a Covey spy probably. And now he's just like, let's bang, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like the same episode. He was like, yeah. Bang you, bro.
Yeah. So I loved this, by the way. So I had this spoiled for me early on in the day before we had watched it. So
same here.
Yeah. Everybody was everybody was talking about the fact that Master Chief and McKee got, you know, they got it on like Barry White style. And it was hard to avoid. Like by the time it got to like noon, I think I saw like PC Gamer articles, Kotaku, you know, Polygon.
Everybody was spoiling it. Yeah.
Everybody was spoiling it. And so it's just like, I couldn't believe it. So I was just like, okay, All right, I'm gonna have to go do a deep dive into the salt mines that is the Halo subreddit, and I need to see this if this is actually a thing. And turns out, yes, it was actually a thing. But that mm-hmm. wasn't my favorite part of the episode. My favorite part of the episode, of the scene, was the fact that you, me, and Heather went out to dinner, and Heather just totally called it, jokingly.
Yeah.
She jokingly, you were making jokes at dinner about it, and me and Matt just look at each other, we're just like, oh shit, she doesn't know, though. She doesn't know how right she is.
I had to think quick on my feet because I'm not good at like hiding my reaction, especially in like a case like that. So I forget, like, I think I misdirected it to, oh, Chief has sex with like a grunt or something like that, right? And then, you know, this way I could look like a dumbass or have a dumbass look on my face and she wouldn't guess it. But yeah, that was hilarious. I'm sitting there like, oh snap, she called it.
Yeah,
it's gonna be fun time.
Heather, you slam dunked that one more than you knew.
The funny thing is, like I said, I'm pretty sure the week prior, when we finished watching it, we're all sitting in the room, and I talked about like him touching her cheek very like caressingly, mm-hmm. and I was like, I was calling that they were going to sleep together at some point. I didn't realize it was going to be the next episode, and then you guys were talking about like this massive spoiler. And I was like, oh, no, then she sleeps with him. And then the way you guys, like, misdirected it, I mean, bravo, because I was like, oh, well, I guess that's not this episode. I truly yep. didn't think that was it until we got to the scene and they started, like, getting close. And I was like, oh, dang it.
Yep. I just thought it was hilarious when, so you see Master Chief walking down that hallway. He dismisses the guards, and the guards are like, why are you dismissing us? And he's like, because I got to dismiss you guys. Yeah. And so he just like walks in the door. I just look over at Matt, and I'm like, hey, pizza time or something. Yeah. I say something stupid like that, like the pizza man's here or something like that.
Yeah, cable guy is here to fix a cable, you know?
Yep, fix a leaky faucet.
Yep.
Gross.
Oh god. Oh god. Yeah. No, it was just the scene in general, just like we said, like early on it was like, you know, he's still suspicious of her. Then they go for a walk in a park. Then he gives her a book, and then bam, they're just touching each other's scars. Like, oh look, we're like the same.
Is that what the kids call it these days?
What, given the book? No, he actually gave her a book. No,
touching scars.
Oh. Well, that, like, no, they legit were doing scars. It. Yeah, well, I mean, again, his oddballs might be scarred up. I don't know. Silver timeline. Who knows what they do? So
that's what I'm saying. Touching scars.
But no, I mean, like, they literally were, like, because she ran her finger across his chest scar, and he did it on her back or whatever. And then, yeah, then they cut to, you know, they don't actually show any action, which is probably better. But Master Chief got laid.
Mm-hmm. And all we can assume is, yeah, Master Chief did a BXB on her butt cheeks.
Yeah.
I mean, he finished. He was
finished.
Asleep.
Yeah. He finished more than the fight. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loving these. I'm loving these sex puns. I'm just saying, this is funny. I mean, overall, I mean, yeah, it was just such a it was such a shocking thing to see in a Halo TV series. Honestly, I'm not even really that mad about it. Like, I think like we were all kind of gotten to the point now where this show is just so unbelievably ridiculous and poorly written that like we can't assume there's going to be anything Halo in this show.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I'm definitely becoming, I mean, I'll still complain about it, but just numb to it.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's like, it's starting to turn a little bit into that kind of, I'm accepting it. So now each week I look forward to it to see what stupid thing the writers come up with next.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Mm-hmm.
And what stupid little thing are they going to kind of wave a hand at or try to be super specific at, you know? I called it out. This is an original. If you were on the salt mines of Reddit, you saw this. They were laughing about it all week. But Reach City on Reach?
Yep.
Like,
Reach.
Could
Reach
you not City. Come up with could you not come up with anything, you know, God, please, future us, whenever we're space explorers and we got other planets and stuff, like, can we not have a Earth City Earth?
To be fair, Mars. We do have an Earth City. And it is here in the United States. Yes, we do. I believe it is in, I want to say, Illinois.
Okay.
Really?
Well, don't make it to Capitol or whatever.
It is Missouri. It's Missouri. Earth City, Missouri. Huh. Yes.
Shout out to Earth City, Missouri.
Yes. So that does happen.
Great name.
That does happen. They did name it Reach City instead of just ripping it right from the books. But what was that? New Alexandria?
I think that's what it was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Which, like I said, at this point, I can't even be mad anymore. Because this is like the expectations that I had they couldn't be lower at this point. So it's just like, the fact that like he ends up getting a sex scene, the fact that it even gets laid at all is just hilarious to me now. I just think it's funny.
Welcome. This is what I've been saying all along. It's not for you. It is literally just a bad sci-fi.
This is a lowest common denominator, not even for Halo fans, like barely for sci-fi fans. It's just, it is a TV show. It's like a CW show is what it is. Like, this reminds me so much of a CW show.
It's probably even worse because there was a couple, I think it was Flash and Green Arrow, that were pretty bad, but I could tolerate. Mm-hmm. Like this, it's really hard to tolerate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we were kind of to your comment, Heather, of the like, this isn't for us. Which I brought this up a few episodes ago, but like, who is this for? And like, you know, obviously it's not us, the Halo fans. It's to bring new people in. But what's the purpose of doing it that way? Because as I mentioned a few episodes ago, is you're going to bring these new people in and then they might go, hey, I'm interested to read the books or play the games. And it's night and day difference. They're going to be like, we are like, this is, you know, hashtag not my chief. They're going to be like, hashtag not my Master Cheeks. You know, it's like,
I mean, maybe they might just start going here forward, and that would give 343 the ability to just kind of do whatever they want and kind of retcon anything that happened in the past.
Like they did in Trek, Kelvin timeline. Gotcha. Right. So Silver timeline is just like,
becomes the timeline.
Yep. This is the timeline. Okay. Retcon everything.
I mean, it could be. I'm not saying that's what they're doing. I'm saying like I could see that happening. In my opinion, I could see that happening.
Well, I hope not, but I mean,
this is so good. I pulled up a tweet here. This is from Marcus Leto. So he's one of the co-creators of just like the whole Halo universe.
He created Chief as you see him, like the Spartan look.
Right. He says, yeah, I'm not sure where the inspiration for the show comes from now. Not the Halo I made.
Yep.
And I think that resonates pretty well with how we're all feeling, is that I don't know what the hell this is. Nobody knows what the hell this is.
And we've talked, and I've seen other places and people online and stuff like that, where like other shows can kind of go off and do their own thing, but still kind of keep the heart of whatever that IP is. You know, I was thinking about it here today with Blade Runner and Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, right? They were very different, but they kind of kept the same idea and were both very good, a book and a movie. You know, here it's just like you said, Heather, it's a shitty sci-fi show that for some reason is just got Halo slapped over it. It's just, it's not good.
Yeah. But. Yeah. So, I mean, and I think, if I recall, this scene happens fairly early in the episode. Like, not quite the midpoint yet of the episode. Because, like, the episode opens really with Master Chief and McKee kind of going out and having a nice stroll through Reach City. They have a nice stroll through Reach City. They're looking at, like, the cherry blossoms, and they're having a conversation. I think
were cherry blossoms. I think they're reach trees or reach blossoms, probably.
Yes. Yeah. Reach blossoms.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. On the Reach Roads. Reach Road, probably.
Reach Park.
Yep. In Reach Park. They just have a conversation about, like, God, who cares? They're just having a conversation about, you know, humanity and how terrible humanity is, but humanity's got some good stuff. But
that's because McCree starts talking about the Halo prophecy, and you know, ascending to gods and all that kind of stuff, similar to kind of how the games are, you know. So kind of exciting to see that. And then, like, you know, McCree is just like, not sure humans are good enough to ascend. And then Chief, yeah, goes on his little like, you know, there's good in humans and we're cool people, mm-hmm. and stuff.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I mean, he's just kind of trying to murder his, you know, his foster mom, and he's angry at everybody, the whole UNSC, like pretty much everyone. Like, Master Chief is the most angry person on the show.
Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody's angry at everybody.
That's not true. Kai is happy in this episode. She's messing around with the Marines. Okay. She's doing she's lifting Warthog. Like, she's having a grand old time. I still, like, honestly, still, I think one of the best characters to come out of this show, like her and Vanek. Like, if her and Vanek alone, I think, could carry this show, because they're side the series. Only ones that are actually interesting.
Sounds like a bad sitcom, doesn't it?
Vanek and Kai and Vanek.
Yeah.
Maximum Adventures.
I'd watch it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it'd probably be better than
the Kai.
Yeah, she's the Kai.
Yeah, so she's having fun. And I mean, now that her, you know, she took the pellet out, she's hasn't been like super aggressive, right? She's not aggressive like Master Chief is, and she you know, she's been empathetic really throughout the entire show. She like sees all the Marines around her dying, and it like kind of shakes her to the core and all that. Mm-hmm. And like, she doesn't get like preachy about it or anything like that. And it kind of like messes her up in a way that she gets kind of destroyed in combat. And I feel like, honestly, at this point, Master Chief shouldn't even be the lead on the show. Like, it should be somebody like Kai, who actually is likable. Because yeah. I don't find Master Chief even likable in this episode. I think he's ridiculous. He's impulsive. He's pretty much everything Halsey had monologued about how much she hates about. She's like, Master Chief is like everything that Halsey described hating about humanity.
Yeah. No, he's not likable at all. And he's been growing more and more unlikable literally since he touched the artifact in episode one, because yeah, he's just filled with rage and anger and he doesn't think straight. And then he has like a bad tummy ache one episode. Now he's super best friends with Mickey and they're all on the same, whatever, like wavelength or whatever they were BSing about, you know, now like he doesn't have his tummy ache anymore. And it's just like, yeah, I at this point, I hope he dies and Kai becomes the Master Chief. And then Vanek and Riz can pull their little pellets out. And then Soren can join him. And then there we go. We got Silver Team again, you know, with a good group of Spartans, or one, I guess one's like what, half or a third, or I don't know.
Sure.
Whatever. So I don't know how far Soren had the augmentation, but I guess, I don't know. Maybe there was some stuff he was missing, but anyways.
I mean, as long as we're talking about like inconsistencies and we're talking about Chief being the epitome of everything that Halsey hates for humanity, I don't believe any of Miranda's rant on how she just doesn't accept that for any of, like, when she sees a quote unquote glitch, I think they called it. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say quote unquote because I don't actually know if that's a quote, but when they essentially malfunction and act more like the humans do, right? Miranda, like, what was it, like 3-4 episodes ago, was like, yeah, Halsey won't let that happen. Mm-hmm. So what happens in this episode? She sees that Kai is basically defending Chief, and what does she do? She's like, Xbox off, and then they just like handcuff her to something in the bathroom, and then they just let her go. Like, Halsey didn't kill her, right?
Yeah, it made no
but
sense.
Again, you know, she's got her helmet off, so you know, I guess there's no real control over that. But somehow she didn't order the Spartans to kill her either. And so, you've got that, you've got Master Chief. Sorry, Matt, I keep cutting you off.
No, you're good. Keep going.
you got like Master Chief being everything that she hates about humanity. She's got Kai, who's clearly gone rogue in the same sort of way, and yet she kills neither of them, but she's supposed to be this badass that, you know, does everything, like, is the end all be all and will literally kill anything that doesn't fit her new model. And she's, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't trust any of it.
Yeah, she, I mean, to your point, like, she's like, oh, we just get rid of those glitches, and or Halsey does or whatever, right? And the hilarious thing was, like, she, on her little computer thing, whenever she kind of mutes out or blocks out Kai and talks to Vanek and Riz, like, she does a little, like, dial thing, and it was something like vitals to 0%. I mean, thank God, thank God that, like, that Kai knew the trick of you take off the helmet, then you can't be controlled anymore, because, you know, we learned that from Chief in episode one, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, yeah, and then now we have Kai, and again, yeah, it doesn't make sense. You know, Kai, if Halsey was that, if it was that unacceptable for her Spartans to act out of line and get, and, you know, she gets rid of him, Kai should be dead. You know, I'm glad she's not. She's likable, but, you know,
I mean, Kai should be dead. Master Chief should be dead. Like, and I guess they kind of hinted to that, where they're like, oh yeah, soon you can just take over his body. And she's like telling Cortana that you basically will have a body now, just yeah, like you yeah. always wanted. And she's like, yay.
Right. She's, as of right now, she's at least, we know that she's at least using Master Chief as a means to an end. And she has that, I think she has that conversation with Creepy Doctor sometime throughout this sometime throughout this episode, is that she they basically want to unlock, they want to use Master Chief to unlock the secrets of what Halo is, and then they basically are done with him, and that Cortana can do whatever she wants, either take him over completely or what have you. And I think we made a joke about that, about like, oh like, so the player's actually Cortana the whole time. We've taken over we've taken control of the Chief's body. Makes sense.
Yeah, the whole thing too with Cortana was weird too. I mean, like, apparently just watching Chief and McKinley have sex was enough to have her be like, well, I'm actually going to be friends and work with Chief, and I don't want to take him over. Because she did a 180 now. Because the first time we introduced to Cortana, she's itching. She's itching to take over Chief. And in this episode, you know, she can't. Well, I guess she's in his head, not as an armor. I got to remember that with this silver timeline. But
Yeah, I mean, it seemed kind of weird because, yeah, she's like half loyal to Halsey, but also half loyal to John now, which I guess we've kind of seen that throughout the series, but it always was more hinted at, like, Cortana was just merely pretending like she was being Chief's friend for the sake of Halsey, right? So that Cortana could get close to him and kind of, and, you know, Halsey could keep tabs on what Master Chief is doing.
I mean, isn't that what you guys asked for from the beginning, though? Like, you guys were very, very, very upset that, you know, there was no, like, in the games, and I, like, we have this idea that, you know, they're besties. Mm-hmm. Like, Cortana and Chief are besties, right? And you guys kept bringing up over and over and over again that she just, like, Cortana is only there to serve the purposes of Halsey. You know what I mean? And you were, so isn't that kind of what you wanted?
What? That she is, that, like, half loyal to both?
That she's switching her allegiance. Like, she's in the middle of switching her allegiance.
No, that's
right?
That's not really what I'm saying, is that, like, we really can't tell anymore if she is or if she isn't. Because it's, like, it's kind of getting, I don't know if it's, like, getting masked away and what she's doing, because, like, I feel like, or maybe it's just bad writing, because I feel like at any time, you know, she's sitting there watching Chief, you know, Bone and McKee, and then, you know, she how awkward that been. Yeah, she should have Xbox offed him while he was midway through.
I mean, but
wouldn't that be nice and creepy?
I guess I kind of disagree. Like, I know we all know that Cortana's a watcher now, but outside of that, what I'm saying is like, we've kind of got that, they've kind of been hinting to that along the way. Like, she's starting to kind of, like, give Chief more of a heads up. And, you know, when Halsey was, and I kind of alluded to this too earlier when I was saying, like, you know, Halsey's like, yeah, Cortana, you can have his body just like you wanted. Like, once we're done getting what we need out of this artifact, you can have her body. And she kind of has this look like, no, like, she's got that kind of, like, worried look on her face, like, that I don't want this. So, like, in my opinion, like, I see that as, you know, them trying to say she's switching her allegiance from Halsey to Chief.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, to your point, she should be working together with Chief from the start. That was my complaint. I guess the way they're going about it is just shitty writing, right? This whole, she's spying on it.
Shitty.
And then apparently just watching Chief has sex makes her second guess her allegiance to Halsey. I don't know. You know.
No, second guess is her having the body, because then she'll become a dad.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen what he did with his body? I don't want that anymore. She's just appalled.
She's just so awestruck by it.
I mean, disgusting. She's never experienced it before, in her defense. She might know of it, but she's never experienced it.
I was going to say, she probably has access to the entire internet of the 26th century, and now you would think that there's probably a lot of porn on the internet at that point.
I was going to say, is that what she's doing when she's basically not talking to him? She's just looking at porn?
Maybe. You don't know.
What's that quote where it's like, if we got rid of porn off the internet, then there would only be one website called Bring Back the Porn.
Bring Back the Porn. Yep. So, I mean, yeah, I guess I don't really know if I'm really, I don't think I'm really complaining about the fact that she's trying to play both sides, or if she's just kind of like flipping sides, but maybe I guess that's probably going to lead into more why she's more friendly towards Chief in probably the second season when, I don't know, when Reach inevitably goes boom or something, but who knows?
At this rate, we don't know if the second season is when Reach is going to go boom.
That's true. And
second season is all about Reach going boom. We're not going to get the Halo until season 3.
If it gets greenlit, which I don't think it probably will.
I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not.
I did see a great suggestion. I apologize. I should have wrote the username on Reddit down. Somebody said the best way that they can save season 2 and future episodes is if season 2 literally starts from, starts on a black screen, and you see your eyes wake up and Chief is on the Pillar of Autumn, like in Halo CE, wakes up, he goes, "That was a weird dream," right? And then it's just off on CE like normal.
It was all a dream the whole time.
Yeah. That was a weird dream. These cryo sleep dreams get weirder and weirder every time. Yeah.
That'd be a good save, but also kind of weird. But that would be a cool opener to season 2, though.
You know it's not going to happen.
No, it's not, because anything that we expected to be cool in this series didn't. So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Chief was out of his armor this entire episode. I don't know if you guys noticed. So.
Yeah. And Kai proved to us why you wear your helmet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When Halsey executed Order 66 on Kai, which means not to kill Kai, they just punch her in the face and knock her ass unconscious. To be fair,
I don't think she actually said Order 66. So it could be, Order 69, chain her up in the bathroom and come back later.
Yeah. What is it?
I wrote it down. It was Zed Protocol or something.
Something like that.
Who cares? Anyways, I did want to comment. I really don't have anything else other than pointing this out. I just thought one of the dumbest things that happened this episode was the Anchorman call to get all the news people back together. That the shitty thing, the weird dog whistle thing that Halsey did to call, and only Riz and Vanek and Kai heard it. I don't know if you guys remember that from the episode. There's some weird shrill whistle, and they're all their ears perked up, and they're like, "Oh, gotta go. I'm coming, Ron."
Gotta go. Booby call. There's your other Scrubs reference.
Yeah. it's just the little things in this show that they put in. It's just it's awful. Who thought this was a good idea?
I don't know, man. But you know what? Yeah, the only way that you're going to have fun watching this show is forget that it's Halo. That's the only way you're going to have fun.
I don't even know, because we've made the comment that this is, if you take anything resembling Halo out of this is still a shitty sci-fi show.
I mean, it's kind of more of a soap opera the more they get into it.
That's true.
Let's put this in perspective. if there was nothing Halo about this show, we'd already know that it was canceled.
Probably.
We would have known in the first couple episodes that it was canceled. Mm-hmm. That's how bad it is. That would have happened.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
So.
But, I mean, at the same time, I mean, the fact that this show exists makes me really wish that, like, somebody would do, like, a riff tracks of this show. Would be so fun. Where all you do is just rip, like, all you do is just rip this show. Like, the whole reason this show exists now is so that people like us can just shred the hell out of it because it's fun and cathartic.
Yeah.
From all the dashed expectations that I have. It's just fun to rip on it now.
Future campfire YouTube content, question mark?
Campfire Rid Shreds X TV series or
exactly.
X, yeah, or X I don't know. Yeah, whatever. Yes. That would be great YouTube content.
Nailing it right now.
I know. I can't think of what to say about that other than yes, we should do that at some point.
But
as long as it's video game based, it still fits the theme, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, yeah.
Yep, yep. Also, this episode we got to see that there are no more fingernail X-Men energy sword claws. McKee took the one that she had out. Apparently she did only have one. Just one lonely index finger with an energy sword on it.
Or yeah. She kept the middle one for traffic. just a thought?
Maybe. Maybe. It's
the could epic be. Flip off.
Yeah.
Also, like, if you could easily, after Magneto and Chief have sex, she walks over to the mirror and like pulls it out. Like if you use that to stab people, you'd assume it kind of like there'd be, because she just pulled really hard on her nail and it came out. I don't know. Didn't seem like it was kind of held in there very good. And the other thing is she kept flashing it the last couple episodes. How are we 3 or 4 episodes in of her just flicking it out random times and nobody's noticed it yet? She did it in the park. She did it in the bathroom. What was it? It was another time she did it and people
she around. She did it like, in front of like the person giving her food.
Yeah. Like how's nobody. Yeah, and then she just kind of pulls it out of her finger. No problem. Anyways.
And it took for Miranda realizing, finally getting that translation to work yeah. before they're like, oh, she's the bad guy. Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, she's so, just okay, like so, whipping out her energy sword everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Just like Master Chief.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute. Miranda decoding the garbly gook. She's got one switch that she slides up and down a little bit to try to get, you know, get it clearer. The message they intercepted from, I think it was 4 episodes ago when McCree kind of what is she went in with the worms and stuff and killed the UNSC people in the ship, and she just spent like the whole time just sitting there like just it was like on loop until it finally just figured out and she heard you know who it was, and then yeah, and then the light, you know, light switch kind of went off in her head, and it was just I don't know, at this point I'm nitpicking. A lot of times I don't even have a point with all this. It's just awful how bad the writing is.
You never played with like those sliders on like electric keyboards? So you play a note on like the piano and hit that slider and it goes wee, wee,
you know? But she only had
that's
like
all she
one.
Was doing.
And then she was even walked away whenever. I guess she could have had it on some sort of algorithm or program that kept like cycling through different variations of it, but
I don't know. I'm just being goofy. I don't and know. Yeah.
And then she was like, "Oh, it's her." And then like we got to go cuz what is the whole episode is them trying to locate the second artifact, right? And Chief is trying to get, you know, running out of names here, so we'll use the real one for now. He's trying to get McKee's trust, right? And then they're going to meet up in the room and touch it together. And then, yeah, so, you know, Miranda yeah. sprints off and tries to stop all that.
And then they show Mackie the actual artifact, and she's like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, she had another one of her like mental breakdowns and oh god, I don't even know.
It's great acting. It was spot on.
Yes. Was it shortly after that Miranda comes in? Like, she doesn't. She comes in to tell them that Maki is a Covenant spy, right? Because she was DJing on her console there until she figured out that it was a human voice that was saying Covenant words.
Yeah, they were all going to meet up at the artifact, and Chief and Minnie were going to like touch it together, probably, and I don't know, locate the. What is it? I wrote it down, right? Kutska or whatever, Ras Kutska or whatever this Covenant planet is, where they're all supposed to, you know, meet up and all that. And that on the way there is whenever Chief gets jumped and he sends her off, and he gets in his fight with the other Spartan bros, and she gets picked up, and then Miranda, Perengoski, Keys, they're all in that room, and again, like. When Miranda shows up, she's like, she's a traitor. She was the voice, that we intercepted from the ship. And then that's whenever, it's the end of the episode. I'm running out of names here. Mackie just.
You mean money?
Morty.
Money. Morty. Manny.
Miney. M-A-K-N-E-E.
Yeah.
It's explained now. It's bad now.
Yeah. No, I got it. I got it. But yeah, that's whenever Mani has the breakdown, right? And just like, again, flips, like her cover just drops. Like there's no trying to save it or argue or talk her way out of it. It was just like, no, you're all going to die. And then she touched the artifact. And I don't know if you saw, it was like kind of Thanos snapped his finger and that guard that was touching her just started disintegrating.
Yeah, so he just started like melting right behind her. Yeah. Yeah.
Can we just briefly touch on, like, how did she get green light to touch the artifact with Chief? Like, they were so suspicious of her before. And then the one guy that, like, now hates Halsey with them, like, John now hates Halsey with them and now says, I only trust Maki. And they're like, yep, because we've totally trusted him this entire series. We haven't been questioning why he hasn't been basically, like, put on MP duty 24/7 and all that kind of stuff. They haven't been trying to shut him down or anything. Like, how is this even greenlit that she even is able to get there?
She had to run away from Chief when he was getting ambushed by the other Spartans. So I guess
I know, but when she got there. But when she got there, they were asking where Chief was, and they were saying that like she was supposed to go with him. Yeah. So like they clearly knew and okayed this. So like why? What changed?
Earlier in the episode, yeah, it's because Maki captured his flag.
Yeah. So earlier in the episode,
Perengoski.
Yeah, Keys and Perengoski were chatting with Chief, and you know they're like, "Oh, we don't know if we can trust Melanie," and they're like. He's like, well, you trust me and I trust her. And then everything was okay, right?
Yeah, but they don't trust him, though. That's exactly the point that I'm making. Like, yeah, forget that. I mean, you don't even have to forget that. Like, just the fact that he's saying it. They don't trust him, though. They flat out don't.
Yeah, no. We commented that about, I think, the last two episodes or whatever he's been in. It's like, yeah, they don't trust him. And he's erratic. And he's just obviously kind of sick in that one
and impulsive.
Episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And he's talking to himself and it's just.
Yeah. So they don't just shut that down and be like, that's great that you think that we trust you, but absolutely not. Like you literally just told us this is a weapon. Like you think we're going to let somebody we know nothing about go with a man that we don't trust to activate a weapon? Like logic says no.
We're thinking harder than the writers did because it doesn't make sense and it shouldn't have happened, but it was just, well, he's the chief. So nobody questions him, but behind his back, everybody's questioning him. So, but you know, here he says it's okay. Because you know, he got, you know, him and Maddie were just going at it. Right. You know, so obviously his heart's, you know, just, he loves her and he trusts her and they do too now.
Because you hit it and quit it doesn't mean love's involved, Matt. You just calm down here.
Come on, this is probably his first girlfriend.
The other big reason was because he told everybody else that, because he trusts Maki, and Maki says that she knows the location to the secret rebel base or whatever, and that touching the artifact will lead them to Dantooine. And that touching the artifact will lead them to Dantooine. That's why they're like, okay, well, we'll take a gamble on that, I guess, because that's what I guess the best that we have. I don't know. It's not like the Covenant are a threat, at least until this episode.
They are.
Planet glassed. Yeah.
Yeah, they are now, right? You know, we got our first, Agate on Criterion, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which again shows to me, this whole scene was just absolutely stupid. One, why are you watching this in front of, presumably it's the first time you're seeing this, and you're watching it in front of a room of all these different officers and who knows, cadets, could be all different rankings, right, in there. And they're freaking out. That's not good for morale, right? And then Perengoski was like, oh my God, we got to go save the civilians. Who cares about, you know, co-protocol and all that bullshit? Good thing Key stepped in, was like, come on, Margaret, stop being a bitch. Like, we can't do that. They're goners. We got to keep Reach and Earth safe. And then, yeah, and then it's the whole, like, on the eighth episode, now the Coven are a threat, you know? Mm-hmm. Everybody's scared. We got to stop them. That should have been, if anything, that scene should have been at the first episode somewhere, somehow, to kind of, you know, kind of
maybe put that the threat first out there one, for the audience. Maybe, like, the second one. Like, just to kind of reestablish that, hey, there's still a threat. Hey, there's still a threat. Like, any one of those scenes where it's literally just Chief, or maybe they throw that in at the end of, like, the dreaded Quan Ha episode, where they're like, see, this is still a thing. Like, you know, the Covenant are still bad guys.
Well, like, that. Well, that's been our question this last couple episodes, is are they, right? And who knows how they're going to write it. Obviously, this episode, they're a big threat, apparently, you know, and so we can assume that they are going to be a big threat throughout the seasons, or if there's more than two. And if you're going to do that and you're going to have them as a big threat, I would have established that early on. So that's, you know, maybe, yeah, you're just kind of dipping in and out like they have with Covenant fights and little scenes here and there. But you establish in episode one that the real threat is the Covenant, instead of just the infighting at the UNSC, which has been all I've been able to gather from it, you know, for the previous seven episodes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But again, we're thinking harder than the writers did, you know?
Yes.
So this
clearly is, they did not care enough to actually, you know, write logic into what was going into this show.
Yeah.
They were trying to get John and Mackenzie together.
Yep. Yes. Yeah, this is a CW drama show. This is not a very deep, logical sci-fi show.
Yeah, it's so weird. They want to bring in, sometimes I get the feeling that they want to bring in new people, and they want to forget about us people that know everything. But then they write stuff like this, where as players and readers of the books, we know that the Covenant are a threat, but a regular Joe Schmo doesn't, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
this isn't for so Halo confused. Fans.
No, it's not. I don't know,
it's about how humanity is terrible. We can't vilify the Covenant because we got to make the Covenant look like the good guys. They're trying to save humanity by wiping it out.
God. That's the thing. Like, I can't tell if their message is actually that humanity is terrible, or if it's because, you know, Halsey says that and she's the root of all evil. But it's we as humans are always in conflict with each other and cannot seem to coexist no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
There's no banding together, none of that.
Yeah, and this is coming when, like, you know, the Federation of Planets was supposed to happen like a couple hundred years ago. It was a Star Trek joke.
Yep.
Because this takes place after Star Trek.
I got it.
Yeah, okay.
God, you know, the show might be better if they did come across, was it the Butcher Bay or Butcher's Bay on their way to Halo? I think it would probably be.
Oh, with Riddick?
No. Was it the Butcher? No, Butcher's Bay. What was it? I don't remember. With Khan, right? We'd get some real super soldiers in there.
There you go.
I thought that was Butcher. No. I'm going to have to look.
You know what? They might as well just make a whole metaverse out of this. You know, maybe the Federation, because, you know, Paramount also owns the rights to Star Trek. You know, the Federation is just going to come out of nowhere and they're going to kill all the Covenant, and then the Borg are going to come and they're going to kill all the Covenant on the Halo ring or something.
The
Who knows?
SS Botany Bay. That's what they should come across.
The Borg are the Covenant, actually.
Ooh,
there we go. It's quite the hive mind there.
Great idea, Paramount.
There you go. Metaverse. Metaverse.
On the way to Halo, they come across the SS Botany Bay. Chief and all the other Spartans die, and then, you know, Khan and his followers become the new super soldiers, and then Khan is our new chief. I'd watch it. I might try to enjoy it then, too.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, and then they could fight the Borg. Because, yeah, we don't need the Flood. They can just be the Borg. Right? We unleash...
Well, I mean, they can't be the Covenant and the Flood. I mean, well, actually, they can, with how bad this writing is.
Yeah. Do you think the Flood might just be a bunch of water? Because if they've never played the game, they probably don't know.
It's just like, it's a massive it's like, Flood. That's what glasses reach. That's what glasses reach, right? It the Flood comes in and then it ices over. Boom. Like glass.
We and the best part. Oh, we could pull in Indiana Jones because we can have another minecart scene where like Chief and Silver Team accidentally like whatever, like what was it in Temple of Doom, you know, where they break the water and they're rushing through the tunnels to get out. Perfect. You know, and that's the Flood. And then the water release. Yeah. God, we're so smart.
Yep. Dude, we should be writers for Paramount. This is gold. This is absolute like A-list tier TV right here. We've moved from CW to full on HBO at its mm-hmm. peak. Like, I mean, Sopranos era.
I mean, I'm going to be that spicy guy that's going to say it sounds like I can just pick my nose, flick the booger at a page, turn it in, and get a green light for season one.
Maybe. Yep. Yeah, maybe.
So it sounds like.
We're essentially the manatees from South Park.
From South Park.
Is what we're doing.
The Family Guy writing room.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes, that is what we are now. I don't know. The fight between the Spartans was kind of cool. Although it was kind of weird because, yeah, Master Chief didn't have armor or a helmet while everybody else. No wonder he doesn't wear his armor or a helmet. It doesn't matter. Yeah, he doesn't need it. He just beats everybody up without it.
He's always wearing armor. His plot armor.
Yeah, he's got plot armor. It's the best armor you could possibly have.
But yeah, in all fairness, like, again, there are, you know, glimpses of hope inside this show because... Again, a lot of that fighting didn't make sense, but it was fun. It was fun to watch Spartans fight each other. It's kind of cool, right?
Even though they were threatening to kill the Master Chief when Halsey specifically said not to do that.
Yeah. Who knows? We don't. That's how it looked. Cliffhanger, right? You know. But mm-hmm. it was again as someone who is very much disliking Chief in this series and really enjoying Vanek. It was so nice to see Vanek and Riz kick his ass. It was just like. It was kind of like watching Quan last episode getting, you know, slapped around by her visions of Chief and her little weird, you know, dream that she had. So it was fun to watch. But yeah, I mean, at the end, Kai comes in and kind of helps out a little bit, helps Chief out a little bit. But things happen and then Riz ends up on the ground with a magnum pointed at Chief's head and, you know, take the shot. And I don't know what's going to cause Riz to second guess, but clearly something is the way they left it on a cliffhanger there.
Yeah. So I made this comment when we watched this too, like it blows my mind that she's even considering like not shooting Chief. Right. Because she like, they supposedly have this pellet, right? Like that's what keeps them focused. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And her directive, as far as she knows, that she's willing to take to the end of the earth, as we've seen before, and as they've kind of established before, is that Chief is bad. Chief has gone awry. I must do all things possible to detain him, preferably mm-hmm. alive. So why doesn't she just shoot him in, like, a limb to subdue him, take him to Halsey? Like, why is there even a pause, right? Like, her duty, her objective, her mission is to subdue him and bring him to Halsey and or possibly use lethal force. I don't know. They didn't really okay or say nay against that. Like, why? Why are we even hesitating? I don't get it. Vanek clearly isn't.
Yeah. I don't know. Again, Chief is the only one that, like, had performed an action that caused him to start second-guessing things. It was touching the artifact, right?
Mm-hmm.
And... I guess you could say it still makes no sense.
Soren probably like tipped him that way too, because they had that long conversation about being indoctrinated and all that.
Mm-hmm. And Kai's kind of also doesn't make sense either, right? To your point with like Riz, that she should just pop the shot, right? The reason why she's second guessing. Kai essentially probably should have been that same way too. Obviously, it was kind of, you know, better that she starts second guessing after she was spying on Master Cheeks in the bathroom. But again, yeah, I mean, to your point, like, they're supposed to be these indoctrinated robots, and then as the story needs, they aren't.
Yeah, they just then, don't.
I mean, I can kind of, you know, give that willing suspension of disbelief for Kai. I mean, she's got no pellet. She's got no, like, clear directive. And if what Miranda says is true and what she hears from Miranda is true, like, she really has no allegiance to Halsey.
Sorry, I mean, like, when Kai still had her pellet, what caused her to second guess was just watching Chief naked in the bathroom pulling his out, right?
Oh, I see.
Which to my point there is, like, again, you would think that immediately she would have taken action, whether she ran off to mommy or, you know,
right,
confronted Chief or something and took him to the brig or whatever. But I mean, I guess you could kind of argue that it was the whole, like, well, I saw my superior or somebody I looked up to or somebody that I'm in love with. I can't wait for that threesome, Kai, Chief, and Manatee together. Man, it's going to be great. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, so maybe it was one of those things that kind of also triggered, was like, well, my superior's doing it, I'm going to do it too. But again, Riz, it makes completely 100% no sense why she's second guessing it in the moment with the pistol pointed at Chief.
Mm-hmm. When they all get it on, that's what's called free for all Slayer. I think I've nailed like 5 game modes out of Halo now.
You sure it's not like a big team battle? Or is that when Vanek joins?
Yeah, that's when Vanek joins. Then it's big team battle. Or team doubles. Could be that too.
Vanek and Riz come in?
Mm-hmm. Could be multi-team as well. All right, I'm done with the game mode jokes.
Does it become infection once Soren joins in?
Yes. Oh God. It's also revealed that Captain Keyes reveals at the end that he also helped indoctrinate the kids, because Master Chief tells Vanek and Riz that they have been kidnapped as children, and then it is confirmed by Keyes. And that's kind of where leaves off the episode.
I mean,
with
arguably,
drama, because that's what we want is drama.
Arguably, they kind of revealed that when he was having those visions when he went home.
No, but he revealed that to the other Spartans. That was what point of that was, is that Master Chief is like, hey, don't kill me. We got to stop Halsey because she's evil. And she's evil because she kidnapped us as kids. And that's wrong. That's real wrong. And so then, yeah, Captain Keyes kind of shows up and he's like, yeah, it's true. And then you see Vanek is like hesitating. And I think that's basically where the episode ends.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can we bring up, I want to bring up one thing that I don't know if you guys noticed. It's been bugging me for a couple episodes. Already we hate Rape Doctor, right? He's just creepy and weird, makes no sense in the show.
Yep.
But there was specifically to this episode, it's kind of happened a few other episodes, but like Halsey completely does not acknowledge when Rape Doctor is just hating on Cortana. It makes no sense. If you remember when Cortana showed up and was like, hey, I just watched Marty and Chief Bang. It was great, right? And then Rape Doctor's like, what do you say? Look at you, so cheerful, right? Like, he's just been so hateful against Cortana. And it's just bugged me, like, how it's so weird how Halsey just does not acknowledge any of this. I don't know. Again, I don't get that relationship at all with Rape Doctor, why he's even in here and why Halsey keeps him around. But it just caught me off guard, because I tortured myself and watched these episodes a second time in a week. And it was just like, that is such a weird scene. And it's been multiple times that little things like this happen. And it just, I don't know if you guys notice it too, or if it bugs you, or if you're just like, Rape Doctor's stupid and needs to die. But
no, oh, I don't care. I feel like he's probably just going to die next episode.
God, we can hope so.
Mm-hmm. My hope is that, yeah, he dies next episode. Perengoski dies next episode. Miranda dies next episode. Quan somehow gets yeeted from Reach all the way on Madrigal. And then maybe McKee too. That's actually going to be one of my guesses, is that I feel like McKee isn't going to last super long in the series. I don't know if she's going to die next episode, but I feel like she's probably going to die next season.
I see. I disagree. I guess maybe if they don't greenlit a third season, I guess technically they all die, right? You know?
But, yes. Yeah. Which, you know what? I'd be happy with that too.
Yeah. No, me too.
Just end the pain and suffering.
But I just kind of feel that she's going to be that. It's that's going to be the show. If it gets past two seasons, is it's going to be constantly Chief going against, you know, Manny. There's a new one. God, I'm getting bad at this, but they're just going to go head to head for the rest of whatever in the future. And then until we need some sort of drama where, again, I don't know, maybe they would actually kill off Chief, but probably then kill off, you know, it's season six or something when they're bored of, you know, having her around. I don't know. I think she's around for long haul, is I guess what I'm saying in short, right?
Sure. That's fair. All right. Any closing thoughts?
Hi.
Heather?
No.
We're going to jump into scores. You want to score it, Heather? What do you think?
You know, I thought this episode was
how many cheeks? How many cheeks?
The thing is, when you give it cheeks, you've got 0, 1, or 2.
And you could have up to 4.
I wanted to give it a 2, but if I say 2 cheeks, then that ends up meaning a real good one, and it's not. It's really bad. It's sometimes a little bit of a chore to watch, but I did like things like the Spartan battle. I did love seeing Kai with all of the rest of the Marines. I did like, you know, some of the, like, I did like, I internally clapped at, oh, thank God, you know, we've got Cortana starting to kind of switch her allegiance a little bit. Like, I did have a couple of moments that I was happy with, and then I had some that the best thing I could do is roll my eyes, like the sex scene. And like any scene that involves the rapey doctor, like, you know, so mm-hmm. I'm going to give it a 2. It's very sketchy writing, leaves me with lots of questions as usual. There was maybe 2 good scenes, I think, out of all of it. I'm giving it a 2.
All right. 2 from Heather. What about you, Matt?
I was
how
kind
many
of along
emojis are you giving it?
None, if we're doing peach emojis, because that'd be a good thing, right? But I was hovering around a probably about a 2. It was more tolerable than the Quan episode, but it's still just not great. Pretty much mimicking what Heather said, like the Kai stuff was, you know, cool to see her interacting with other Marines. The fight scene, it was fun to watch Chief get his ass kicked, but everything else is just, and I've complained about this before, is and I mean just in general with the show, we keep just broken record, but like everybody else just doesn't seem like smart characters, and it just, anytime they're on the screen, it just bugs me. Halsey, Perengoski, Miranda, you know, whatever, I can keep naming stuff, and at this point, I said it before and I'll say it again, I just wish they would just glass the entire Madrigal and Reach at this point and nobody survives. And then we can just watch, even better, we could watch the Prophets head off, find the ring, you know, and light it, and we can reset. We can start another timeline. What do we need another time? What can we do after the Silver timeline once they wipe the entire galaxy again?
The gold timeline.
No, we find timeline. Out it's like the Matrix and it just resets and we get a new John Halo and we get a new...
Maybe the Reapers will come in and you know,
right.
Han Solo Shepard will come in with the... Yeah.
With the rest of Starfleet.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm calling
so
it.
Sorry, yeah, so it's 2 out of 10.
All right. 2 cheeks out of 10. I'm going to give this one... I'm gonna probably go a little bit higher than you two and give it 4 eggplants out of 10. mainly because you just get one whole, they get one whole point for no Quan. So that's an automatic 1 point.
Nice.
And yeah, then, yeah, 2 points because there were some decent things, like, yeah, the Spartan fight was good. But, like, all the rest of the writing is just so bad. It's so bad. It's so hard to keep up with this show because it's like, I want this thing to be good, but it, at every turn, it tries not to be good. And it tries to force the melodrama more than it tries to actually make sense of the things happening around it. Like,
yep.
Like telling a cohesive story or just telling a, like, a story at all seems to be second to just creating a bunch of just drama. That's all that they really were going for with this, is that it's not really an action story or anything like that. It's just a drama. Play acting is what all of this is. So
yeah.
I'm happy that next week will be the final episode of this review that we will have to do. I'm just going to say that. I'm happy that we don't have to do this anymore.
Like, I've said this, I think, outside of our recording here, but, like, I love doing this with you two, right? It's fun chatting through it. I just wish what we were talking about, the content, was
something good. Yeah.
Was good, right? You know, because then we, you know, like you, I don't want to talk shit about Halo, but it's hard not to, right? It's just especially been this so day bad. And age.
Yeah.
Yeah. Between the game and the show, it's just, it's, There's not a lot of good, or if there is a little bit of good, it's kind of, you know, buried in shit. So, but
right. All right. So I think that's going to conclude our review of this week's episode of Halo, the TV series. If you enjoyed the content, be sure to give us a like or a follow. You can find us at Camp Game Pod on Twitter. You can find a link to our Discord at campfiregamingpodcast.com. We encourage you to join. If you're not familiar, we are primarily a gaming focused podcast. We focus our attention mainly on game news. We do a monthly book club where we review a game together that we all play, have a nice discussion about that. So I definitely recommend you check out our mainline series. And with that, I think that's going to close out this week's episode. We will see you guys next week for episode 9, the final episode of the series, or at least this season. And we will see you, of course, next time around the campfire.